This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to the Victorian Pride Centre. This morning, it's with great honour to be bringing you the first official broadcast from the Pride Centre prior to its official opening. As President of Joy and lead host of Saturday Magazine, I'm so proud and perhaps just a little bit emotional. Saturday Magazine starts now.
The 1st of December 1993. Joy's first ever broadcast was done out of the Joy Studios in Coventry Street, South Melbourne. The first thing to ever be broadcast on Joy was John Oliver saying, "Can I have a cup of coffee and then we'll get going?" And the song to kick it all off was Celebration by Kylie Minogue. Well, almost. Due to a little technical hitch, the first song ended up being Working Class Man by Jimmy Barnes. Not the gayest song around, that's for sure. After 14 wonderful years at Coventry Street, Joy made the move to the city, to 225 Bourke Street, Melbourne. Sitting high above Bourke Street, this was Joy's home for 13 wonderful years. But now, the time is finally here. Proudly brought to you by AVC Group, powering the sound of Joy. Please welcome to the airwaves for the first broadcast from Joy's brand new home at the Victorian Pride Centre in St Kilda. From Saturday Magazine, it's Macca and Tass.
If you could actually see me...
You're crying.
I'm tearing up. This has been a long time coming. And, you know, there are people in this room who are so responsible for Joy being here at the Pride Centre. You know, we've got Sally Capp, Lord Mayor of City of Melbourne, who've supported Joy so strongly for the last 13 years. We've got Ro Allam, Commissioner for LGBTQI plus communities, but now the Commissioner of the Victorian Equal Rights and Human Rights Commission. We've got Ange Barry, our CEO. We've got Michael Strauss, the technical whiz who's pulled all this together. I am emotional. This is a long journey. Tass.
That's amazing, Macca. It is so good to be here in these fantastic new facilities, all shiny, all new, all scrubbed up, high-tech, so high-tech, Macca, that I don't know what to press or when. In fact, I probably won't touch anything.
Don't touch.
I won't touch a single
anything.
Thing.
Anything.
I'll let Paul do all of that. I think he's best placed.
It's been a really, really long journey.
How do you feel, Macca? How do you feel being here today?
I feel emotional. It's not often I tear up on air. It's been such a hard slog, but, you know, it's been, to steal a phrase from another organisation, it's actually been the light on the hill. This is about the future. We honour the past. This is about the future. This is chapter 3 of a 3-chapter book, because nothing comes after this. Joy is going to be here, and it's going to be here forever and for a very long time, with all the other community groups, with the support of our community, with the support of our sponsors, with the support of the Victorian government. You know, City of Melbourne, City of Port Phillip. You know, this is good shit. It doesn't get any better than this.
Well, Macca, I feel incredibly proud to be here.
Yeah.
This has been a long time baking. This has been a vision for our community for a long time to have a place that we can call
home. Not a mirage, a vision.
A place that we can call home.
Yeah.
A place that we can have a sense of belonging, a sense of community, a place where we can gather our thoughts, gather our strength, and really, really look at ways in which we can deliver for our community. I feel really proud to be here, and I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be here with you as your co-host this morning.
This is an honour, and to be in the room, in this studio, in one of five studios, not all of them on-air studios, but production facilities, Joy TV, with two people, and there's a third one coming shortly, who've been central to the survival of Joy and us coming to the Pride Centre. Sally Capp, Lord Mayor of Melbourne. How are you, Sal?
Good morning. What a momentous, remarkable occasion and achievement, and I feel really proud to be here with you as well for this very special broadcast this morning. And it's lovely to see your emotion because it's huge. And I'm really looking forward to the Pride Centre being open so that more people can come to really feel the power of this place and everything that it represents, but that it will do for our community.
Hey, Sally, what did you think when you first heard about us? What did you think about Joy? What crossed your mind?
What did I hear about you?
Not about us specifically, but about Joy as an organisation and as a media entity.
Yeah. Well, look, I really felt what I'd heard and what I understood was that Joy was very, very closely connected to the community. And I must say, when I first walked into the Bourke Street premises, you did look connected to the community because we'd squashed you in to that space. But, of course, you'd been there for, was it 13 years, you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely
one
incredible.
One day off 13 years.
That is amazing because there were so many different people there, all doing different roles, a lot of volunteers, a lot of professional people, and it is community. That's what I love about Joy, is that also everybody feels included and welcomed and belongs. I think belong is such a powerful word, and we don't use it often enough. And to me, that was Joy. But I've got to say, something that I've really come to appreciate is that Joy is right.
It is Joy.
It is Joy. And there's something so joyful about all of the interactions, about the really serious work that you do, but also the fun that gets had.
I'm glad you talked about belonging, because people often talk to me about being included. And I'm actually a bit over being included.
Hmm.
I'm sick of being included. I'm sick of being told that, yes, we can include you too. I want to be part of it. I want to be treated equally. And I think that's what this place does.
Can I share a very personal story with you? Because you all were a really fundamental part of my education. The first time I came on Joy was when the 2018 election was on. I'm not sure if you remember.
I remember it vividly.
And I'd done a bit of preparation and research, and I used the word tolerate and tolerance.
Did I jump down your throat?
You did, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And but what was really good about it was that it was a conversation, and I could learn something. It wasn't about defensiveness or right or wrong. It's about conversations that actually lead to better. And I left that session a better person. So thank you.
I loved when we interviewed you, and we asked you a whole series of questions that we asked all candidates. And then you turned it around and said, now, by the way, this is what I think we can do as the City of Melbourne. And you actually delivered your own agenda. And I thought that was very powerful. That was great.
Thank you.
Now, who else is in the studio with us, Tess?
Macca, we have the now Human Rights Commissioner and former Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities, Ro Allen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Ro, it's so good to see you. And to see you in civvies, actually.
I know, in a pair of jeans. I wanted the very first thing I say on radio at Joy to be to acknowledge the Indigenous community. So yes. I want to acknowledge that. I'm speaking today out of the Victorian Pride Centre on the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation and pay my respect to Aboriginal elders, past and present, and so excited that Koori Pride Victoria is going to also join you as a tenant here in the Victorian Pride Centre. So I wanted to say that. And I have been saying all morning, I'm driving to the Pride Centre to be on Joy.
Yeah.
I'm driving to the Pride Centre to be on Joy. I've rung about five people to say, guess where I'm going? I'm mega excited.
You know, Ro, I have lots of sayings, as you know. Leadership is like a four-leaf clover. It's pretty rare and it's often surrounded by weeds. You've shown leadership. Sally has shown leadership. An upcoming guest, Martin Foley, has shown leadership. And I want to acknowledge we would not be here without what you've done for Joy, what you've done for our community. But this building would not be here without the hard work, the aggravation, the journey that we've been on. This is just as much your building as Martin Foley's and our community. But it would not have happened without you and Martin Foley and Jude Munro.
Yeah, well, Jude and Martin.
She's coming later.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Macca. But, you know, I'm always going to say massive team effort. But I just want to thank the people that told me I couldn't do it. I want to thank them because they have been the motivation. They have been the drive.
Yep.
So all those folks that said it'll never happen, thank you so much. You have been so inspirational.
They're the weeds, right?
Now, let's be positive.
No, it's great. But I think it's just a testimony to, I think, this government and their vision to celebrate our community and to collaboration. You know, we got there.
Yeah.
We absolutely got there. And, you know, I talked to other states and I did, you know, for the nearly six years I was commissioner, you know, we are the envy, you know, and we have so many organisations.
Now, Ro,
we're all going to live together.
How did you feel walking in this morning knowing that this is now commissioned, opened,
actually,
well, virtually
can
opened?
Can I also say I walked in with a huge weight off my shoulders because it's not my responsibility anymore. It's like
somebody else's problem.
I did. I thought, I walked in, I went, oh, how warm. I wonder what it's cost to heat this. Oh, yeah. Not my problem. No, it's obviously I have not walked into this building where the hair on the back of my neck doesn't stand on end. You've already had Macca and tears. You won't need to get me too. But it's still, every time I walk in, the hair on the back of my neck stands up. I walk past those, and you'll all see this, gang, but you walk past the booths and you see, you know, the grammar school has sponsored a booth and different people, and you think it has taken all of those fundraisers and Lamington drives, you know, to get this thing up and running. And we're so fortunate because it's not just the Victorian government. City Port Phillip gave us
the
property.
Yeah.
And then if you think about all the founding members that put their money in, and yep, Sally being one of them, absolutely. Yeah. None of that would have happened. And those founding philanthropic members supported government's initiative, you know, being able to put in, and philanthropy. So it has been a local, state, philanthropic, you know, community effort. And, you know, when that registry went up, you know, and you could buy a pot plant, you could buy, you know, everyone felt part of it. You could buy a microwave within your budget.
Or a brick.
And, you know, or a flagpole. It's been a team effort. So I just wanted to thank every single person that's put in $2 to $200 to $2,000 to $200,000. Every part of that has made this happen.
Now, what do you think this facility, the Pride Centre, means for our community?
Well, it's extraordinary that we own it. So I think, you know, somebody said, oh, if you put up, I could have built you something a lot cheaper. I said, yeah, but you wouldn't be, this is a destination place. It's architecturally something we should be proud of. But what does it mean? It means that we are a vibrant community within the city, you know, the city and Victoria. I think that says that. It's a destination place for all of our community and allies to come. And it's a place to celebrate who we are in all our intersections and all our diversities. I'm so excited about people, you know, being able to share a place, you know, with Minus 18 and Switchboard and Joy. It's just that the collaboration, what's going to come out of that, you know, is going to be amazing. The partnerships, the programs, the ideas, the conversations in the cafe, you know.
Yeah.
All of that excites me the most.
And, you know, we're going to – one of the challenges we've always had is, well, in a way engaging with other organisations because geographically it's quite separate. We're all here. And, you know, we're going to run into each other, you know, downstairs in the cafe, you know, on the different floors, you know, the actual event and event spaces here are extraordinary. I've actually got something for you, Ro.
I'm all scared now.
Okay. Ro, it's my pleasure as president of Joy to award you life membership of Joy.
Oh.
Congratulations, Ro. Very well deserved.
Yes, this is everything you've done for our community, everything you've done for Joy. And life membership is only given a very, very high bar to cross, and it has to be a unanimous vote of the board. And I can see you tearing up. I'm really pleased. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Becca.
So can we have a very quick speech from you?
Oh, I already gave one. I was not expecting this. I'm very, very honoured.
That's why you had to come in.
That's why. No, I wasn't. You could drag me away. I was going to come in. But this is a real honour, and I'll cherish it forever. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in, Ro. And can I just say, on behalf of the Joy community and our listeners, thank you for all that you've done to help us realise this extraordinary vision here in St Kilda, the Victorian Pride Centre.
Thank you. That's
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.